Hi, Viv.
Oh, hi, Maud.
Viv, it's so sweet of you to meet me for lunch. Oh, waiter, 2 champagne cocktails, please.
Oh, that's a good idea. I could use one.
Oh, you want one, too? Waiter, make that 3. I must confess, Viv, I had one before I left the house.
Oh, to tell the truth, so did I.
Viv, I'm going out of my bird. Oh, Viv, something happened, and wouldn't you know it would happen on the one weekend in 2 years that Walter was out of town.
Oh, but Maud, Arthur and Walter just went away for a weekend of golf. I mean, they didn't elope.
If only they had, Viv. Vivian, if I'm incoherent, it's because an old flame has been rekindled ever since this morning when the mailman arrived.
The mailman? Gee, Maud, isn't he a little old for you?
Vivian, you have lovely long eyelashes, but essentially you're dense. Viv, I'm sorry I spoke to you that way. I love you, Viv. And it hurts me to destroy you, but... Peter Durland.
Peter Durland?
Vivian, this morning, out of the blue, after all these years, to find that I've been thought of, loved, Vivian, after 17 years.
I don't believe it.
Oh, Vivian, now your brief affair with Peter was meaningful. Remember that, Viv. Hold on to it.
Brief affair? My brief affair, Maud, I was the big love of his life. Me, you were just a fling.
Vivian, I'm trying to be kind, so knock it off.
You're full of bull.
Vivian, I can accept that comment because I know it comes from a heart that is broken. But don't push it or you'll have a leg to match. Oh, Vivian, you're looking for your Kleenex. You're going to cry. A waiter, 3 of the same. Honey, I ordered you another drink. Haven't you found your Kleenex?
No, but I found what I was looking for. Postcard, Peter Durland.
Oh, he was always so thoughtful. I mean, imagine sending you a card, too, so that you wouldn't be hurt. Ah, Peter Durland.
And you'll notice, Maud, he wrote more on mine than he did on yours.
Yes, but Vivian, did he say at the end, "Oh, how the ghost of you clings"? Did he say that, Vivian?
Yes, right here.
Who cares?
I still have all the love letters he sent me.
No. Tell me about them, Vivian. They came addressed to occupant, didn't they?
You were jealous of me then, and you're jealous of me now.
Oh, come on. Now, Vivi, I love you. Let's not argue. I mean, naturally, Peter is going to see both of us. But, of course, he'll see me first. Peter is going to be here today.
That's right.
Vivian, we're alone for the weekend. And temptation, a Greek god, is winging its way from Albuquerque. If I remember accurately, economy class. He was a cheap Greek god.
Oh, no, Maud, he wasn't cheap. He was poor, struggling to find himself. Oh, don't you remember how he used to paint those black ink spots on his ankles so nobody would notice the holes in his socks?
Oh, I remember, of course. He was such a proud, sweet man. I'll never forget the first time he took off his socks and I saw those spotted ankles. I ran into the kitchen and boiled the silverware.
You know, I was the first woman Peter felt he could really depend on. If he ever needed money, he always came to me.
How much did you give him?
$5.50.
$6.50. Well, he was worth it, wasn't he?
Every dollar.
Every last penny! Oh, Vivian, I love Walter. I love him. I love him. And I'd give my life for him. I'm 2 different people. Part of me wants to be a faithful wife and look after my husband. And the other part of me yearns to experience frenzied excitement again. Oh, Vivian, I feel so wicked. Wicked and shallow and really super. Oh, Vivian. Vivian, the thought of being alone with Peter is terrifying.
Listen. Maud, look, we've got to make a pact, here and now. We've got to promise we won't be alone with him this weekend. Only together.
Marvelous idea. Safety in numbers. Right. We must only be together, the two of us. Let's shake on that. Oh, he loved my wrist bones. He said I had sensuous wrists.
He said I had the sexiest earlobe this side of heaven.
That's because he couldn't think of anything nice to say about your wrists. Oh, Buster, I'll take these. Help me off with my coat.
Good.
Mrs. Norbeck, any calls?
Only one from some lush who told me to chill some glasses.
Some lush? No, I mean someone other than myself.
Hey, maybe he's going to call my house.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Vivian. He's calling here.
Maud, I think your sensuous wrists are swollen.
And pull it off over my ankles.
Suggest, madam, that you let go of the bottles.
Oh, see? Thank you, Mrs. Naugatuck. Now you know why I keep her on. Mrs. Naugatuck, give me the glasses. Oh, and don't bother about the fruit. We brought our own.
Allow me, ma'am. When I was with Lord and Lady Heathrow, I became quite an expert. As we say in jolly old England, you should go to a pear tree for pears, not an elm.
How profound. Vivian, am I drunk or is she demented?
Might I suggest, madam, that you take a jigger of olive oil before you drink any more?
Oh, and what titled royalty gave you that little tip?
Well, some old wino at the local post office.
Oh, Peter, Peter, Peter. Oh, Vivian, I will never forget our last night together. Oh, God, what emotion. It was 1957, and the Yankees had just lost the World Series, or whatever it is they lose. The pain, the bittersweet pain. As he packed his clothes, his socks, his bottle of black ink.
With Peter and me, it all started on the night Milwaukee won the World Series.
Pay attention, Vivian, I'm talking. We went to our restaurant, and Peter ordered snowballs for dessert. Vanilla ice cream floating in a glass of Pernod.
Always did that with me, too. What's the big deal?
Yes, but later, Vivian, later at home... Did he smear Pernod on your wrists? Then come after you like an Irish setter?
You wrists, me earlobes, remember?
Oh, Vivian, you're a pervert.
That was one of the things he loved about me. 17 years ago. Lord, Maud, 17 years ago. Hey, Ma, look at me. Look at my face. Have I changed much?
Yes, Vivian. Since lunch.
Did anybody ever tell you you're a mean drunk?
That's one of the things he loved about you. Oh, Vivian, I've been trying to prepare you. I've been trying to prepare you all afternoon for the fact that Peter is coming to see me, not you.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you say he left you the night the Yankees lost the World Series? In 1957?
That is right.
But that's the night Milwaukee won the World Series, and that's the night he came to me.
That is a lie! The Yankees never played Milwaukee.
Oh, who'd they play?
The Republic of Panama. How the hell do I know who they played? What am I, a football fan? impossible that he went to you. And furthermore, I refuse to share my champagne with a neighborhood drunk.
I'm going to tell you something. I did not tell you before because I did not want to hurt you. Peter called me last night, Maud. Me! Long distance. Person to person. Collect. He said he would be checking into the Ramada Inn tonight and would call me as soon as he got there. Me, not you.
I don't believe that. That is a vicious, ridiculous lie, and I would laugh hysterically, except I can't get my cheeks to move.
Oh, yes, well, now let me tell you this, Mrs. Pinky. I am going straight to the Ramada Inn, where Peter awaits me.
You will pound on the door until you get tennis elbow. And all the while, Peter will be here with me.
He pitied you, that's right.
Liar, pants on fire, get out of here!
Jealous, evil-tempered witch who cannot hold her liquor.
Cannot hold my liquor?
I'd like to see you get it from me.
Goodbye. Peter, I am coming to you. Peter, I am coming to you. I am coming to you.
And let me tell you one thing. If you want pears, you go to a pear tree. Because if you go to an elm tree, then all you're going to find there are other... I'll go to hell.
With all them birds flying over, no wonder the cliffs are so white.
No. Oh, the pain. The pain. Oh, what time is it?
1943.
Oh, never again.
Never. Oh, Mrs. Naugatuck, I'm expecting someone. I can't let him see me like this.
Oh.
Mrs. Naugatuck, have you been drinking?
Of course, madam. The bottle was open. I hadn't the art to waste it. Not with all them millions of alcoholics dying of thirst in Europe.
Mrs. Naugatuck, you must pull yourself together and whip me up some kind of a small miracle, something halfway between a laxative and an aphrodisiac.
Oh, make enough for two of us. And if it's any comfort, madam, think of your poor friend, Mrs. Armand.
Friend! I never want to hear that woman's name mentioned in this house again.
Oh, that treacherous, tacky little woman who has begun hallucinating in her late 40s. That's him.
I must go to the door.
Water'll be along in a minute. He just stopped at the drugstore. The golf tournament was called off, rained out. Where's Vivian?
Vivian's at home, isn't she?
No. I figured she'd be spending the night over here. Poor dear. She can't bear sleeping alone for even one night.
Ain't that the truth? Now, Arthur, she's not here.
Well, then where is she?
You are not going to drag it out of me, Arthur. Wild horses couldn't get it out of me. I wouldn't crack under the Chinese water torture. She's at the Ramada Inn.
What?
Arthur, 17 years ago, Peter Derlin... No, she couldn't have. She couldn't. A note. A note, Arthur. Maybe she left a note. Go home. Look near the telephone on the kitchen table. Go, Arthur. Go. Mrs. Novitok! Mrs. Novitok, quickly. Look up the address of the Ramada Inn. My eyes are not functioning as a team tonight.
Radcliffe, Radcliffe. Rainbow! Julius Rainbow! What a curious name!
But just look at that!
Oh, here we are. Here we are. The Ramada Inn. 810 Sycamore Road.
Oh, how could she? How could she go to... Oh, poor dear Arthur. He needs the sympathy of a friend. I'll go to him.
Here we are. What are you thinking about, then?
Oh.
Mr. Julius Rainbow? Wherever did you get that curious name? Wait a minute, hold on a minute, half a mouth. Half a... Oh, God, what's the matter? Mr. Rainbow... Did anybody ever tell you that your voice sounds exactly like the dial tone?
Oh, Mrs. Margotel, where is Ma? Oh, we just had the most terrible fight tonight. I've just been out walking the streets. I feel so awful. Where did you say she was?
Well, she just asked me to look up the Ramada Inn.
The Ramada Inn?
Yes, that's right, the Ramada Inn.
I don't believe you. You're lying. You're lying.
Madam, I have references. If anybody wants me, I shall be in my room.
How could she? Oh, good Lord, her husband.
Hi, Vivian.
Walter, I want you to know you're completely justified in this. Even with Peter Derlin, there's not a court in the world that would hold you responsible.
Thank you, Vivian. You've just made my day. Where's Maude?
You want a hint? You want a hint? She's at the Ramada Inn. Maude.
Vivian. Vivian, did you go to...
Oh, well, of course not. Did you? Oh. Did you?
Well, of course not.
You did?
No.
Oh, I'm so happy
you
to hear
either.
That.
No.
Oh, Lollipop. I didn't know where you were. Oh. Marty said something about the Ramada Inn.
She did.
And Vivian said you were at the Ramada Inn.
She didn't.
What is going on?
And who's Peter Derlin?
Yeah, who is Peter Derlin?
Peter Derlin. You hear me? They want to know who's Peter Derlin.
Tell them, Maud.
Peter Derlin, if you really insist on knowing, Peter Derlin is a game.
That's right, it's a game, a fascinating
yes.
new game.
Peter Derlin at the Ramada Inn.
By Parker Brothers.
Come on, Arthur, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
How dare you tell my husband that I was at the Ramada Inn with Peter Derlin?
But what about you? You told my husband the same thing.
Oh, that's different. With you, it's totally unbelievable.
Hello, I'm Peter Derlin.
Mr. Peter Morland!
Morland! Vivian!
Oh, Vivian, do something with yourself. You look a mess.
Oh, Peter, do it. Maud, you're more beautiful than ever.
Hello, Peter.
Vivian, I can't get over it. It's as if time stood still.
Oh, Peter, what a lovely thing to say.
Vivian, he's talking about your dress.
Peter,
from Parker Brothers.
You must be
Walter.
That's right.
Yes, 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 yes. I'd know that you were Maud's husband anywhere. It's your lion tamer's eyes. He does have lion tamer's eyes, you know. Well, you'd need them to be married to a vital life force like Maud.
Lion tamer's eyes, no kidding.
And you're Vivian's husband?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect! You have the eyes of a poet.
Amazing! Not everybody notices that at first.
You talk about amazing. You know what a coincidence this is. I was dropping by to see the girls, never dreaming that I was going to meet their husbands.
Peter.
And on this very day, not 1 hour ago, I got the news! Well, there's a fortune in it.
What news?
Well, I don't want to bore you with all that.
No, tell us.
Huh? Well, what the hell? Gentlemen, it is a silver mine like you never dreamed.
Silver?
A real silver mine?
Silver?
a real silver mine?
Yes, we just hit this morning.
Why don't we talk about it over coffee?
And the great thing is, all we need is $10,000 more to get into production.
Is that all?
Are you serious, Pete? Well, Arthur and I can certainly...
No. Chase Manhattan's been begging me to come in.
Wait a second.
Yeah, why not give us a shot? Yeah.
Peter, you look wonderful.
And you, Maud. Still the same great earlobes. Nuggets, the size of your fist. When I got that phone call...
God, he is old.
And he shrunk.
I know those can't be his teeth.
I'm sure that's not his hair. He's beautiful, isn't he?
Gorgeous.
Did you see those eyes?
Did you see those socks?
Oh, madam, you leave me no choice. I'm giving notice unless I have a room with a view.